This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This transmission is important today on this Thursday Live Global Edition is an understatement. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a key transmission.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we'd go away. But the Inquisition's here right at here to stay.
Election Commission Democratic Commissioner Ellen Weintraub wants Americans to know that she is doing everything she can to get to the bottom of foreign money influencing the media, dropping the gauntlet on American media sites, including InfoWars, Drudge Report, and Breitbart. Support for our present Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump that appears to be an alien concept to Weintraub and the rest of the radical left.
I'm Ellen Weintraub. I'm a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, an agency that should be in the forefront of the battle for a stronger democracy, for cleaner elections, for a more representative and responsive government, a government by, for, and of all of its people.
What about all that Chinese money, lady? There's another person that's all into she's on the Federal Elections Commission. And she says this and she says that. These are the same people that say churches don't have a right to be pro-life because that's political. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But the Democrats have intimidated Christian churches, conservative churches, libertarian churches, patriot churches into having no views on anything, as if you have no free speech because it's a violation of church and state. Church and state is state-run religion, and the government endorsing one religion, a.k.a. Islam, is unconstitutional.
Weintraub is following Time Magazine's lead, claiming that Russian money bought political ads on Facebook. Thus, alternative media must be in Putin's pocket.
I had spoken about whether those Facebook ads would be subject to FEC regulation, and they would be, because we do have jurisdiction over any advertised money that is spent on advertising, whether it's on the internet or in other fora. And I have spoken out on many occasions about my concern about the potential for foreign money creeping into our system, and have tried on numerous occasions to introduce stronger rules to the FEC to try and ward that off.
Weintraub's FEC memorandum states, "This is an all-hands-on-deck moment for our democracy." Former Vice President Dick Cheney has said that Russia's alleged actions could be considered an act of war against the United States. Every part of our government that has jurisdiction over these issues must exercise every scrap of its jurisdiction as fully as it can. Weintraub told Politico, if there are U.S. citizens involved in any way in spending foreign money to influence a U.S. election, then that would be something that we could and should pursue.
We're at the FEC today. We are providing her with the evidence that she demands, evidence of a busing and rental car program to be able to move voters across state lines, evidence of paid protesters, and evidence of illegal coordination that occurred during the 2016 election.
You were looking for proof of voter fraud, right?
Yeah.
Are you aware that Project Veritas Action submitted a FEC complaint about proving that voter fraud?
I can't talk about anything that is under consideration.
Of course, the rotting fruits of hubris and hypocrisy don't fall far from the Democratic tree. Weintraub should know all about foreign donations and influence. She thrives on them. The Daily Caller reports, since 2002, the FEC's three Democratic members took at least 50 official trips during their combined time serving on the agency, according to documents obtained from the public records and FOIA requests. Expenses related to the trips were paid by a combination of foreign groups, governments, and by U.S. taxpayers through the agency's own budget. Records reveal Weintraub has taken at least 30 foreign trips since she joined the agency in 2003. The nonprofit International Foundation for Electoral Systems, for instance, paid more than $9,000 for Weintraub to spend over a week in Indonesia. In another instance, Weintraub met socialist leaders for a gourmet meal in Albania. Her trips also include junkets to the Philippines, Mexico, Honduras, and El Salvador. The purpose of the trips range from attending political conferences to observing foreign elections and spanned more than 24 countries covering 5 continents. None of the FEC's Republican members have taken a single agency-related international trip. One question remains. Who is Ellen Weintraub working for? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is Freedom From Insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Knocking them dead, ladies and gentlemen. Globalists are in complete and total panic mode. That makes them extremely dangerous. We have Roger Stone in studio coming up in about 25 minutes. He was sued by President Obama and George Soros yesterday. So was President Trump. In fact, even the New York Times admits it is a group set up by President Obama to sue Trump. That was 6 months ago. Politico and the New York Times reported that. Now they are suing him. These are former federal judges, former counsels to the president, you name it, admittedly set up by Obama to sue President Trump and Roger Stone. This on the heels of the Federal Election Commission that stands by while Hillary gets billions of dollars in foreign illegal campaign contributions and put Dinesh D'Souza in prison for 9 months because he got five of his friends to bundle money and give money to a friend of his college roommate, who was running for the Senate to take Hillary's seat in New York. He goes to prison. No criminal record. Former head of a federal agency. No criminal record previously. But Hillary can do whatever she wants. She can have illegal servers. She can lie about what's on the server. She can take hammers to the hard drives and admit they destroyed evidence and absconded. And the corrupt FBI does nothing. Now, I hate to tell you, see, I told you so, but over the weekend, I really looked at what happened with Donald Jr., and the only other place that got it right was Drudge Report. DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com, by Saturday, had it down. It was a setup. A setup. And then I pointed out on Saturday and Sunday, that's why they hate me, John McCain sent his aides to Russia to try to find dirt on Trump. And they spent millions of FBI taxpayer dollars paying for the PP Gate dossier that they now admit is completely made up and fake. And it goes on and on from there. So they're the ones in contact with the Russians. They're the ones asking for help from the Russians to go after Trump and couldn't find anything. So they just put out fake stuff. If talking to the Russians shows collusion or that the Russians hacked the election, the Democrats on record have done 100 times what Donald Jr. did, and it was directed by the neocons, by the rhinos, by the Democratic Party. The PR investigative Democratic Party group that they hired to do it is run by the Democratic Party. Fusion GPS, all that garbage. It's incredible. So look at Drudge Report. Obama DOJ let the Russians in. Yeah, she was a known spy, let her in. Really a double, triple agent. As I said, a Soros operative. I said that on Sunday. She fit the cutout. Mystery surrounds her. Veselnitskaya. McCain wanted dirt on Trump from foreign spy. As usual, they've done 100 times on record what they claim Trump did. She was contacting him, contacting all those people constantly. Got him in a room in the middle of a campaign. Okay, what's the dirt? Oh, I want to talk about sanctions. See, because that would have been illegal. To have her then ask, hey, we're going to give you some info if you give us policies that help Russia. That's what Hillary's really doing and caught doing. So, see, they wanted to get that. They didn't get that. This woman is clearly a double or triple agent, in my research view. Or maybe she's a complete moron. Either way, she's still being used one way or the other. So, revealed, ordinary citizen John McCain dispatched a trusted aide across the Atlantic to get dirty dossier from ex-spy after former British diplomat told him about blackmail tapes. And they were going over all this with a bunch of so-called Russian spies who are really foundation operatives. And let me tell you, they spent $5 billion the last 6 years just overthrowing Ukraine. Imagine how much they spent in the Russia operation, which they admit they're running to overthrow Russia. On the news, they'll go, look, Russia's arresting people that are going into Orthodox churches and throwing feces on the cross or whatever, trying to cause riots. And then it turns out they're foreigners on CIA payroll. Believe me, if the Russians come running into a church throwing feces on the cross, throw them out of the country. Arrest them. It's the same deal. What do you think globalism is? It's a bunch of foreign interests that are above our laws, with UN diplomatic immunity that the Rockefellers set up for themselves in the 1940s to take over the world. And we're sick of it. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the stinking corrupt globalist Vatican, captured by the New World Order, is not above the law. No more. So So that's why they hate us. Because we're loyal Americans, and we also want prosperity, and we're hardworking, and we're focused, and we're not afraid, and the people are listening and taking action, and the military's listening, and the police are listening, and most of the bureaucrats I run into are aware of what's happening. It's only the upper elites who, yeah, look like Anthony Weiner and Uma Abedin and Hillary Clinton. They're not elites. They're criminals who've been willing to be disingenuous and do bad things, so they're in control, and we're digging them out of their holes right now. We're smoking them out, and they know it. Look at this headline. Obama lawyers team up to fight Trump. At least the Hill got it right. Politico admits Soros-funded lawyers. Soros is funding the Obama lawyers. So Obama founded the group. They admit that right here in Politico, right here in the Hill. I saw some people going, oh, Jones says Obama sued Trump and Roger Stone. Fake news. It's Obama's lawyers. Yeah, he founds it. He talks about it the week he leaves office. He says they're going to go after Trump. He says they're designed to take him down. They're designed to battle him. They're designed to fight him. They're designed to stop him. The president says, I set this up to go after Trump. That's the president suing Trump, the former president. This is unprecedented. And that's what I do here, folks, is I decode what's going on. I just cut right to the chase. This is George Soros, a foreign Nazi collaborator who's overthrown over 100 countries, total dirtbag, literally going after Roger Stone and President Trump. And then you've got the Federal Elections Commission, the Democrats on it, thank God are contained, openly say they want to make political speech talking taxable, finable, and imprisonable. That's all over the news yesterday. They said that Trump Jr., Donnie Jr., talking to this Russian lawyer was value transferred, and so it wasn't declared, so it's a violation. I've never heard of such a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, power grab, mission creep, playing God, megalomania. I don't have words to describe, if you know the laws, which I do. I've been in the media 22 years, been on syndicated radio for 20. We have to follow all those laws in advertising, in campaigns. Even though I've never really gotten heavily into being funded by campaigns, we've taken some money from folks running from Congress and things like that, you know, Tea Party candidates over the years. And it is just wild, wild to have them say that it's money. And so they have jurisdiction. He talks to somebody, and so it's a campaign violation. Just like they told churches in the 1940s and 50s, oh, you stop having political views. Under the First Amendment, you don't have speech. No, under the First Amendment, churches have total speech and are outside of federal law because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment religion or prohibiting the pre-exercise thereof. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Or of the press, or of the people's right to assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. First Amendment. First Amendment. But they've beaten everybody into submission. So now the headline in the New York Times last week was, Trump's made it safe for churches to have political speech. They always had it. Your reign of bullying BS is over. And I'm just glad that kooks like Ellen Weintraub has reared her gorgon head to howl at the world that Donnie Jr. isn't even allowed to talk to people because she said so. You don't open your fat mouth unless Ellen Weintraub said or she'll throw you in a prison. You make a film bigger than Michael Moore, second biggest film in documentary history. Ellen L. Weintraub will have your ass thrown under the jail because she's the boss. She's running things like Kim Jong-un around here. Well, good news, lady. We ain't in North Korea, witch. So you run your mouth, traitor. You're the one selling us out of the globalists. You're the ones destroying our sovereignty, and we're exposing you. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into all this and more. But first, Prepare yourselves. I like surprises. I'm going to surprise you at 1:30 today. Come on, come on up. Oh, we're going to release bombshell info on Megyn Kelly. You think Katie Couric edited stuff deceptively and got sued? Get ready for the first installment as we load torpedoes. Enemy dead in sight. Fire one, fire two, torpedoes away.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it to California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape Smoke Hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
What'd you say, Matt?
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Watch him become a delusional god.
Watch him become a god.
Like that little wimp, Kim Jong-un, or Nancy Pelosi.
People's heads are roll.
Watch your prosperity fall apart. Just like the Pied Piper let rats loose.
Just like the Pied Piper.
Let me get to this little enjoyable piece of good news before I tell you what's coming up with Megyn Kelly. We're looking at a massive symphony of destruction when it comes to the Democrats. A symphony of clueless, moronic behavior. Clueless Pelosi, Schumer, and I, the voices for winning back Congress. That's right. Schumer. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. The A-team. Hillary Clinton. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And then, of course, Pelosi, who every few days says George Bush is causing problems in the White House. She's so senile, but she's got that rubber Botox plastic surgery head. I guess Megyn Kelly's working towards being a Pelosi. And she says, don't worry, they're winning. So here she is in the same interview yesterday, babbling about believing George W. Bush, who hasn't been in office in 8.5 years, is in office, and that they're winning. So please do never interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. I think we should start a Nancy Pelosi fan club and work against these radical evil Democrats that are asking her to step down or be removed. No. She's doing a great job for America, a great job for our country, and we need to keep her there as long as possible. Because libertarians and patriots are losing. I read the Huffington Post, and I went on Twitter, and they had bots 20-1 attacking me, telling me I'm a loser, as our listenership and our support just explodes. And as everywhere I go, everybody wants to shake my hand. You know, 99 people want to shake my hand for every libtard that runs over and gets in my face. So I am in just total panic mode. But you're right. You're winning. You're winning, Hillary. You're winning, Pelosi. You're winning, Michael Moore. You're winning, Maxine Waters. You're winning, winning, winning. Just look. Why? Look at Joe Scarborough. He just left the Republican Party. That's how fast it's collapsing. As if you were ever part of the Republican Party, you slime bag. Psycho Joe. Here she is.
Mm-hmm. But the fact is, it doesn't matter who would vote for him. You have to be very positive about your own agenda. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're about right now as we go forward with our, hopefully, a successful attempt to win the Congress. Mm-hmm. Same thing we did in 05 and 06. Republican president in the White House, Republican president in the White House. We're the voices, the Senate leader and I, are the voices for winning those races in our House and the Senate.
I am the leader. That's right. Several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come with me. And they're like, yes, sir, Pelosi. Get the crews of their fighters. But, Lord, fighters are too small. They're avoiding our turbo lasers. Then you'll have to destroy them ship to ship. Get Pelosi and Hillary to her fighters. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm quaking in my boots right now. You know, I ran out of time in this short segment. I'm going to come back and tell you what's coming up in about 2 hours with good old Megyn Kelly. So get ready for that, because the problem is we caught her doing so much deceptive editing. I mean, it's beyond Katie Couric level stuff, okay? I mean, we've got me 20 minutes before saying one thing on a whole other subject, and then them editing it in 20 minutes later to something completely different. We've got, ho, 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 Facebook and Twitter as well for people to tune in and just and this is only like a 5-minute promo piece for what we're going to air large chunks of the hours and hours we have next week. I mean, this is going to be a college course on how they deceive people and also watching her crash and burn spectacularly. But very briefly, we have free shipping that I've extended to the month of July on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That is a big savings, especially on heavier items. And we have got Secret 12 back in stock, our methylcobalamin, organic vitamin B12 that you take sublingually under the tongue. Amazing. You want natural, healthy energy, stamina. I mean, it's associated with everything. Without vitamin B12, you die. A lot of folks have very, very serious absorption problems in the gut, obviously. Injection's the best way, but this isn't for injection, though it's the same type. It's taken under the tongue for the second best way to get it into the bloodstream sublingually. It's back in stock, Secret 12, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Gentlemen, we got Roger Stone here, who just got sued by President Obama and George Soros yesterday. Also, President Trump was also sued in the same publicity stunt, disinformation piece that we're going to give you exclusive breakdowns on that ties into the securities, the Federal Elections Commission coming out saying there's a criminal FBI investigation of myself for basically espionage, Drudge Report. Breitbart, totally made up, completely insane. They want congressional hearings on it. But, of course, it'll be secret, private hearings like Roger Stone's in next week. Even in the days of Joe McCarthy, he was going after real communist agents. But still, it was in public. You had a chance to face your accuser, but they don't want that have you no decency moment when the Army's lawyer came in. So that's all coming up with Roger Stone here in just a few minutes. But first, coming up at 1:30 today, in about 2 hours, I'm going to air the first excerpts of Megyn Kelly's interview with me back in early June that aired on Father's Day and was the top story in the country for more than a week in the buildup. Her ratings since then have cratered from 10 million viewers her first week to 2 million now. In fact, even mainstream media is crediting us for destroying her. I want to be clear. She destroyed herself with her deception and with NBC's lies. And the way they built it up, that I was a devil incarnate, the public doesn't buy media hype anymore and turned away from it. And so the word is Megyn Kelly is looking for an exit strategy right now. She's poison. She's seen as an establishment hatchet woman. She barely survived going up against Trump, but her Waterloo was going up against me. Here's the breaking news. We recorded some of the behind-the-scenes interview to protect ourselves because they were here more than 12 hours, but we recorded quite a bit of it. And you know, we knew that the classic thing is to take one topic and then ask you other questions about another topic and then to edit the pieces together to be deceptive. Katie Couric and others have been sued over things like that. Megyn Kelly and NBC clearly did that at a level I've never heard of. They edited stuff on totally different topics together to try to deceive the public about what I said. But still, it was jump cuts and completely edited, and even mainstream news admitted that it was jump cuts. And Sean Hannity said, you need to release the tape. This is clearly a deception. So you're going to get installment one today. That is only a taste of what's coming next week. Next week, we're going to air large excerpts of what I really said. And then we're going to show you with the timeline and everything, sometimes 30, 40 minutes apart on a whole nother subject. They would edit it together, I mean, to create total fiction. I don't understand why they're so arrogant and why they thought they'd get away with this, because this was the trap the whole time. They thought we were walking into a trap. I knew they were going to make me look like hell, but that's not who I am. So I knew that the listeners and audience would understand that. And quite frankly, I can't believe the explosion after this interview. It's now approaching listenership and viewership as big as the election. And folks, when I say we had 86 million people that listened or watched just on our sites and on our stations and on YouTube and Facebook the week of the election, that's the number on our platforms. Not what we reached, not who saw just the front page, that watched it or listened to it, that actually clicked on media, audio and video, and read articles. 86 plus million. Ladies and gentlemen, our normal high back then was 30 million or so. The new high was 40-something million after the election. We had a new plateau. You know, it went down some, but a new high. We're already now climbing towards 55, 60 million every week since then. And if the graph continues, within 3 months, we'll be at 80 million people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why they hate us. That's why they're coming after us. This is incredible. And I want to thank Megyn Kelly and NBC for their arrogance, their bravado, because it's spectacular and it blew up in their face. I am humble. And I just ask God to lead, guide, and direct me, just like they were praying for Trump a few days ago at the White House, and folks were making jokes about it. Hey, it's not funny. If I was in his position, I'd want those prayers as well. I need your prayers. This is hardcore. But coming up, Megyn Kelly engages in deception at levels I've never seen before. Roger Stone is here with us. Just briefly, we may have record audience, but I'm trying to hire a bunch of new crew, launch a bunch of new talk shows. Just in the next month, you'll start seeing them be launched. We've been a few months behind, but it's happening now. David Knight starts August 20th, Roger Stone starts September 4th, so does Mike Cernovich, so does Owen Schroyer. This is all coming, and more broadcasts, more transmissions, full TV/radio productions, documentary films, all of it. We're going to have a hiatus for a few months on the nightly news, because that's live and has so much production and so many pieces that we don't have the crew for that. That'll be a hiatus for a few months. I plan the new year to bring back the hour-long live nightly news. But it's highly produced, a lot of, I mean, it takes like 10 people to run it. So that's going to have a hiatus, but we're going to launch a bunch of new talk shows that are going to stream and dominate on the web, be syndicated to radio. We're in contact with all the affiliates. Very, very exciting things happening on that front. but we need your financial support. Yes, revenue's gone up a little bit from last year, despite the censorship, Google banning us, what happened with AdRoll, all of it. But we've clawed back the funding we needed, but we need more to be strong. The enemy attacks the fact that we're funded. They attack the fact that we sell high-quality products because they know they're good products, from water filters to non-GMO heirloom seeds to books and films and T-shirts and all sorts of great stuff to be part of the Liberty community and support this broadcast. So we have free shipping throughout the month of July. Secret 12, the great high-quality organic methylcobalamin that you take under your tongue, highest quality organic. Vegan derived. It is back in stock after being sold out for 3 months. Secret 12 is back. Brain Force Plus, 30% off. The Amazing Nootropic Supermill Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Gut Health Support Pack. That's the Myco ZX back in stock after 5+ months. Sold out along with the Biome Defense Probiotic. 30% off. That is so key, folks. Check that out. Secret 12 back in stock. 25% off. DNA Force. 20% off. That is back in stock. I want to thank you all for your support. Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste is also back in stock with Loyal Silver and iodine. Super Blue, InfoWarsLife.com. But you want people to fight the globalist? We don't get Soros money. We don't get globalist money. We don't get big corporate sponsorship. We're sponsored by you. Not Soros, not the Russians, not the Keebler Elves, not the Easter Bunny. And we've got them coming after us on every front because we are effective. So, again, whether it's a bottle of colloidal silver or whether it is the Myco ZX or whether it's DNA Force or whether it's the X2, your purchases make it all possible. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off on top of all those specials. You really can't beat that. And check out the Emirates Essentials as well, 40% off on the summer pack, the organic bug spray, and, of course, the amazing sunscreen that's organic as well. And it's not the nano. It is not the nano zinc, so it's not toxic. Again, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, joining us in studio is Roger Stone, sued by Obama, sued by George Soros. Even the Politico admits this group was founded by Obama to go after Trump. It's Obama. It's incredible. I've got Politico right here. We'll show that for TV viewers on screen. They've got a federal judge that's involved in this suit. They just state as fact. Even the New York Times last night said the suit has no evidence. I've never seen anything this crazy, but it's a PR stunt. It is clearly, in fact, pull up the New York Times, so just type in Roger Stone sued. Even the New York Times, second paragraph, admits there's no proof, but that it's just a fishing expedition and a total stunt. Absolutely. Scroll down right there, and it says there is no evidence in the complaint. It reads like pulp fiction from a 1960s comic book. This is just wild. Keep scrolling down. It says right there in the article that, again, there is no evidence, but that they want to be able to subpoena and drag people through the mud. This is simply incredible. Mr. Trump and his political advisors, including Mr. Stone, have repeatedly denied, including with Russia. And the 44-page complaint filed on Wednesday in the Federal District Court of the District of Columbia does not contain any hard evidence that his campaign did. Wow, the New York Times, broken clocks are right twice a day. It's beyond no evidence. It just says he is a Russian agent. Trump is a Russian agent. The Russians won the election. When even Forbes said yesterday, Russiagate is Hillarygate, it's all on them. And now we know McCain's been caught sending people to meet with Russia, meet with England, meet with foreign leaders, trying to find dirt. If meeting with Russians makes you colluding with Russians, then McCain and Hillary are the ones that are guilty. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, here is breaking news. I was informed literally minutes before walking on the set that my testimony before the House Select Committee on Intelligence, which has now been scheduled for several months on July 24th, is being indefinitely postponed till sometime after the congressional recess.
Wow.
They won't even give us a post-recess day. They're saying perhaps in September, perhaps. This is, justice delayed is justice denied. All of these hapless Democrat simps on the committee had no trouble in a public session defaming me, accusing me of being a traitor to my country, accusing me of being in contact and orchestrating the WikiLeaks disclosures, a complete lie. But they will not give me my day in court. They will not give me my public opportunity. I am outraged by this decision. The excuse they give us is that they don't have all the documents necessary for the session. There are no documents to have. There is no evidence whatsoever that I had advanced knowledge of the hacking of the Democratic National Committee, if it was even hacked. They can't even prove that. The legal complaint put forward by a bunch of Democrat pig ambulance chasers who seek to do in the courts what they could not do at the ballot box is merely a pasted together compendium of unsubstantiated media claims. Stone was involved in hacking the DNC emails.
It is a fraud upon the court.
And every one of these lawyers who is involved in this is perpetrating a fraud upon the court. I have no choice but to move for dismissal. But then I will be asking for disciplinary action against every one of these lawyers. I don't care if you're a federal judge. You, too, must be chastised by the court. What shocks me, Alex, is that any lawyer worth his or her salt would put their name on this piece of crap. It is that poorly crafted.
It's over-the-top defamation meant to be regurgitated all around the media. And, again, it's Obama that admittedly set this group up. It's Obama suing you, and now we know it's a smokescreen for them first saying you're going to have to testify in secret, but you're allowed to have a five-minute statement that's public. And then now they're completely chickening out again because they do not want you to be able to actually stand up and be the real Roger Stone. They want to create this facsimile, this straw man, just like they say they want me to testify before Congress, the Federal Elections Commission. And they just stated in that complaint that we're all Russian agents and that Drudge just links to news articles. These people are out of their minds.
Well, and ironically, the point of this bogus lawsuit is that WikiLeaks has somehow endangered the safety and invaded the privacy of three Democratic National Committee donors.
Meanwhile, they put your home address on the...
They put my home address in the caption of the lawsuit, which is unheard of in legal circles, an attempt to threaten and foment violence against my family. It is just an outrage. But they've picked a fight with the wrong guy, Alex. They want to fight? Let's fight. I will be filing a countersuit. They're suing me for $75,000. I will be suing them for $75 million. Ian Basin, this man needs to be disbarred. And when I'm finished, he will be. You want to fight? Let's fight. You lost in the ballot box. You can't defeat Donald Trump. Your lawsuit is bogus. It's phony. It's a fraud. It is without merit. It's malicious. And it makes allegations that are entirely false. It's completely irresponsible.
Well, clearly, Barratry needs to be investigated because I don't know if these poor clients know what they've been signed on to. They've now been made parties to this manifest fraud. This is another sign of complete desperation. Now we know McCain was reaching out to Russians, sending out, having meetings. They've done what they claim Donnie Jr. did. I mean, this is just unraveling so fast.
Well, and it's leaving me no choice but to form a legal defense fund. Not that I need a defense, but an offensive move to file disciplinary actions with the bar associations for a half dozen lawyers in different states to file a counter lawsuit for defamation and so on. This is enormously expensive.
And I want to be clear to the audience. You want a war. You want us to take America back. You want taxes cut. You want the border secured. You want the vets taken care of. You want radical Islamists not allowed to come into the country. You want the Second Amendment secured, the right of religion secured. And I'm not complaining, and I'm not bragging. We're doing it. We are point blank front lines, and we're winning. But we're under heavy fire. We are taking hits, but we're hitting them 10 times harder. They've just got a lot larger force. They've got more money. You are the resistance. Your prayers, your financial support when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, when you go to StoneColdTruth.com and, you know, buy his T-shirts or whatever. The point is that this is a war. They're coming after us, and we need support. So when you get that set up, Roger, I'll definitely help you out with that. Now, expanding here. What do you make, then, of them launching this suit directed by the president with the group that even Politico admits he set up? I mean, that clearly ties the president in now, and I think he is really who you need to now move against, because he doesn't have immunity when he engages in bullying and criminal activity, even if he tries to operate through these adjuncts, because he admitted at the onset he established this group to sabotage the electoral process and to block the seating of Trump and the ongoing operations of Trump.
Well, Alex, as you have pointed out many times, from the beginning of this campaign, they have often attacked us for exactly what they are doing. It's a very Alinsky-type tactic. So the Committee to Protect Democracy is, in fact, a committee to subvert democracy. They cannot accept the verdict of the people. They can't accept the fact that Donald Trump trounced Hillary Clinton in an election in which she spent $2 billion. Trump spent $275 million. They had the mainstream media rigged. They had the new media rigged, Google, Facebook, Twitter, manipulating the algorithm.
They had the Vatican. They had the EU. They had the Chi-Coms. They had the Saudi Arabians all against them. Hollywood, the media, we beat them. It's the whole fake campaign system. The whole fake media is scared. They're obsolete. So they've got to prove they can still destroy our movement, or they're not going to get donor money. They're not going to get corporate funding, which is happening. Ad revenues down to them. The support, the Democratic donations are at all-time lows. They're dying. They're failing, correct?
Absolutely. A high-level Democratic consultant who just happens to be a friend of mine told me two things this morning. First of all, he said, this is a pure publicity play. They want the sizzle of your name in the wake of the Netflix documentary.
To raise money.
I just don't. To raise
money. Yeah, they're just vampires. They can't get any blood. They're desperate. We'll be right back.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
not done with us into the next hour. Jack Posobiec, great political activist, is going to be popping in. We're going to take your phone calls at the bottom of the next hour as well. Ton of news to cover and go over. By the way, we had over 8,000 memes sent in, some of them still images, thousands of them videos. And I've got, again, limited crew. We're trying to hire more videographers, more crew to go through all this, to post it to InfoWars, to post it to Twitter and Facebook. We've got weeks of memes just to even be able to post the best ones to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But all of you that made memes are winners in the fight for liberty. In fact, you're such activists. I've got your emails. I'm going to start contacting you with, you know, ideas and see who wants to be auxiliary reporters or who wants to be eyes and ears on the ground. But we're trying to grow our operation here to just get the base crew we need to really be able to even respond to the over-the-top success. I've had other contests with maybe 1,000 people enter it when you've got a month. This is like 8,000+ when I checked yesterday, and I've got Paul Watson, Michael Zimmerman, and others just trying for hours to go over all these. It's incredible, absolutely incredible what our listeners have made, what you've done. Some of these memes have millions and millions of views apiece, most of them tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. So great job. This is having a huge effect. We want to commend all of you for what you've done. You know, the one where Bugs Bunny's controlling the director at a symphony, that's one you made. The RoboCop, the stuff with the Indiana Jones, I mean, those all have millions and millions of views. And it really is amazing. And that's just some of the memes that our listeners have made. There's countless others that others have made. It shows the power of the people expressing themselves. The left wants to ban writing on the street with chalk or having free speech. We're just going to respond to their political correctness now more than ever. They wanted to shut Trump down. It didn't work. So, again, we'll be announcing sometime next week, Paul will, $20,000 prize to whoever he says did the best meme. But we've got to go over all of them, and then we've got to try to get them all out to the public to deploy them. So if you've made one of these memes, post it on Facebook and Twitter yourself. Please, don't just email it to us, because we've kind of got a log jam trying to post these to the Internet. We'd rather link to you and your own YouTube, your own Facebook. Continuing here, Roger, I want to get more into what's happened to you, what happened to others. But looking at the waterfront, and Gorka talked about this on CNN from the White House, they really are collapsing. They keep trying to tell us we're collapsing. All the metrics show the opposite. Look at Megyn Kelly. We're going to premiere some of the behind-the-scenes stuff coming up in the third hour today. She was so arrogant. She is literally, this is the biggest plunge from 10 million viewers to 2 million in a month and a half. They admit that she came to InfoWars and bled out. I didn't even do a very good job. It's that she's reviled.
Well, and the bean counters at her new network have got to be upset because they're paying her mega millions. And, of course, now they can't charge top rate for the commercial slots in her show because nobody's watching. I mean, reruns of the Brady Bunch are outpacing her.
Literally.
Literally. It is an appropriate fall for someone who knifed Roger Ailes, who I think was largely responsible for the rise of her career. She knifed him when he was ill and could no longer
do. First, she said he never did anything. One time he hugged her at a Christmas party a little too long.
Right. But then she got an $11 million book contract from the Murdoch brothers, and she hyped up her testimony against a real patriot, Roger Ailes. All of the claims against him are unproven. They are allegations. Nothing less. This is disgraceful, in my view, that you would knife somebody who had helped your career that substantially. Shows you what kind of person she really is.
Well, it's been reported in the tabloids that she left her sister homeless and that there's all sorts of crimes have been committed, and her family is just like grifters or something.
Well, and my friends at Fox, and I have many at the highest levels, tell me that she was widely reviled there for her abusive nature. She was not popular within the
family. Well, unfortunately, if you come from trash, you rarely escape. And I feel sorry for what we're going to have to do to her today. It's bad. It's real bad. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.